Today, Rinpoche did a summary of the section on how the afflictions arise, and then got into the new section of karma that is intended action and karma that is intention. Once again, we're looking at Lama Tsongkhapa's great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment, and specifically the section with the major heading, Training the Mind in the Stage of the Path Shared in Common with Beings of Medium Capacity. So when we look at that outline, there are four major categories that deal with that topic. The first category is the mental training. The second category is the measure of the determination to be free, or the actual measure of renunciation. The third category is dispelling misconceptions, and then the fourth category is ascertaining the nature of the path leading to liberation. So those are the four categories. When we begin with the first category, which is the mental training, we find that there are two categories. First, the identification of the mind intent on liberation, or the identification of renunciation. And then the second category is the method for developing the mind intent on liberation. So once that identification of that mind intent on liberation takes place, we move to the actual method for developing that mind, and that section has two major headings. First, reflection on suffering and its origin, and then a second category of reflection from the viewpoint of the 12 links of dependent origination. So looking at the first category, reflection on suffering and its origin, we find two: reflection on the truth of suffering, the faults of cyclic existence, and then reflection on the process of cyclic existence in terms of origin. So the first category, reflection on the truth of suffering, the faults of cyclic existence, there are actually two categories in the Lam Rim Chembo. First category is showing the significance of the Buddha's asserting the truth of suffering is the first among the Four Noble Truths, and the second category is the actual meditation on suffering. So in that actual meditation on suffering, we find the general and specific sufferings, and then we have the enumeration of the three types of suffering, the six types of suffering, and the eight types of suffering. So once we get through with that section, the actual meditation on suffering, we then move on to the category, which is reflection of the process of cyclic existence in terms of origin. So when we move forward to that section, we then have the three categories there. First, we have the category of how the afflictions arise. The second category is then how you thereby accumulate karma. And then the third category is how you die and are reborn. So those are the three major headings when we get to reflection on the process of cyclic existence in terms of origin. So then the first category under that reflection on the process of cyclic existence in terms of origin is how the afflictions arise. And how the afflictions arise is described by four different parts. First is identification of the afflictions, or identifying the afflictions. And then the next category is the order in which the afflictions arise, or the stages of the arisal of the afflictions, literally. And then the next category is the causes of the afflictions, and then the final category, the faults, or the downfalls of the afflictions. So those are the four categories under that heading of how the afflictions arise. Diksun. Under the first category, identifying the afflictions, we have basically definitions. And the definitions are, first, the general definition of affliction, and then we have specific definitions of those of 10 different afflictions. And those 10 different afflictions can be divided into two categories. Those afflictions that are view, and then those viewless afflictions. So the afflictions that are viewless are attachment, hostility or anger, pride, ignorance, and doubt. And then those afflictions that are view, we have the reifying view of the perishing aggregates, an extremist view, a belief in the supremacy of wrong views, a belief in the supremacy of ethics and religious discipline, and then actual wrong view. So those four, those five rather, are the afflictions that are view. And then in that section, all of those are defined. So there's a definition of all of those different 10 different afflictions. And then we get to the next, the Rinpa, Rinpoche.
Jitanji Rinpa.
The Ngatsu Ju, Ju La Dru, Yine Ngatsu, the Chi, the Jitanji Rinpa, Nipa, the Lamas.
What, Nipa, the Lamas. What, Jitanji Rinpa, the Marta, Jitanji Rinpa, the Marta.
Yeah, the Dru, like the Jagamore.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, then the Tambo, the Rinpo, the Jagamore.
Jitanji Rinpa, the Rinpa. Yeah, the Dixon. Jitanji Rinpa, the Rinpa. Jita dan kaza dan zin susu deba deba ina, ane pumbu de dadu juan zin zinba de gijue sheba la dene, ane dosha tu kundo tu zjeba res, nyomo bache yunga res. Jita dan mariba jin deba dan jita kuru mariba res, jita gijue sheba la dene, ane dosha tu kundo nyomo kache yunga res. Chiri ma tu wate marbe.
Kaka san dana den.
Kaka san dana pumbu. Dadu ruban zinba, pumbu dadu ruban zinba. Tadi tu siapa la deh ne? Ane dua syarat aku tu tan nyamuk ngah cemuris.
Lesa.
Jita tu mari ban cint dua batan jita aku mari baris.
Lesa.
Si baris. Jita tu tu siapa la deh ne? Ane dua syarat aku tu tan nyamuk ngah cemuris. Hote ti siapa ni dua?
Lesa. So. The next category is the order in which the afflictions arise. So under this category, we find two ways of looking at it. One way is if we consider that ignorance is different than the reifying view of the perishing aggregates. So if we look at it like that, then the ignorance that grasps at the person as being truly established, our grasps at the aggregates as being truly established, this ignorance then creates this grasping, which then creates attachment and anger and so forth. If we look at it as one and the same, then we say that the reifying view of the perishing aggregates is that is the ignorance itself. And then that's what creates the attachment and anger and so forth. So first we have this grasping, this reifying view of the perishing aggregates, and then as a result of that, we then have a reaction of the arisal of afflictions. So there's a reaction, and that is the arisal of the afflictions. So this is the second category. And what's presented there, it shows how this reifying view of the perishing aggregates, or the ignorance that grasps at the aggregates as being truly established, sets off this reaction, which is the arisal of afflictions. So this is number two. And then category number three is the causes of the afflictions. And there are six causes of the afflictions. First is basis. Second is object. Third is social context. Fourth is habituation. Fourth is explanation. Fifth is habituation. And sixth is attention. So these are the six causes of the afflictions. Diksun Rinpoche.
Whatever. Tan yu mung ngon zong wa tar wa ting jang jibi sa jik sung di ne. Ani kuan rupi jit la le dan yu mung ba yin na ne. Zu yu mung zu u res. Le zhang li de ba yu ba yin na yu mung mena wa de kuwa li chit jiwa le tu kuma res. Na ren le. CBC le na ki le jen pen ni ma yin de len jik shiba se ji ro si.
Nice
girl. Ta di ne wa de. Ani yu mung de kuan rupi jit zu u yin sa yu mung pung gu re. Pung ba la di yin ya pa ten gu re. Yu mung la ki pa gu gu re es. Sa ji yin ba ji yin jang jibi. Ta di ne wa de yu mung ngon zong wa de li ta sa ji te ji ba re.
So if we go to Jayan Sheba's commentary and we look at his outline of this section, how the afflictions arise, we find that he has it into three different categories. The first category shows how that the afflictions are primary when we look at the causes for creation of cyclic existence, or the afflictions are really the root. And it shows that they are the cooperating condition that's necessary for the arisal of cyclic existence to take place. And then in that section, we find the quote from the commentary on the Compendium of Valid Cognition by Dharmakirti that says, "The karma of one who has transcended craving for existence lacks the potency to project another birth because its cooperating conditions are gone, because the aggregates will rise again if you have craving." So here, it's showing the necessity of the afflictions in order for the arisal of cyclic existence to take place. So that's the first category, that the afflictions are the chief, the afflictions are the root of the creation of cyclic existence. The second category is the importance and the need to rely upon a remedy in order to abandon these afflictions. And then the third category is the same as we find in the Lamrim Chemo, the four categories that are identifying the afflictions, the order in which they arise, the causes of the afflictions, and the faults of the afflictions. So Jayan Sheba breaks that down into three categories. Diksum. So when we look at Lama Tsongkhapa's smaller Lamrim, or stage of the path text, we find in the medium stage of the path to enlightenment the explanation as follows of how the afflictions arise. Karma and afflictions are both necessary for the arisal or the creation of cyclic existence, but the chief or the root of the creation of cyclic existence, or the primary cause, is the afflictions. And then it gives the example of a seed without moisture, soil, etc. will not produce a sprout. So in the absence of afflictions, even though you have accumulated karma in the past, there will be no sprout of suffering because there's no cooperating condition there present. So the afflictions serve as the cooperating condition for the arisal of the cyclic existence. It says, if afflictions are present, you immediately accumulate karma. and then have a future rebirth, have future aggregates. And then it quotes, as does this text, Dharmakirti's commentary on the Compendium of Valid Cognition. It says, the karma of one who has transcended craving for existence lacks the potency to project another birth because its cooperating conditions are gone. So when we look then at the identifying the affliction section in the medium stages on the path to enlightenment, we find exactly the same information. We find the general definition of the affliction, and then we find 10 specific definitions of 10 different afflictions. And then we get to the next category, which is the order in which the afflictions arise, and we find the same points. One way to look at this is to consider ignorance as distinct from the view of the perishing aggregates. For example, when twilight falls on a coiled rope, its status as a rope will be unclear, and someone may imagine that it's a snake. Similarly, according to this view, the misapprehension of the aggregates as a self arises due to the darkness of ignorance, which prevents clarity about how the aggregates exist. Then the other afflictions then develop from this misapprehension. But if you're looking at it as the two are identical, ignorance and the view of the perishing aggregates, then the view of the perishing aggregates is the root of the affliction. So if we say it's the ignorance that sees the aggregates and establishes a self, that is how it takes place, and then afflictions arise, or it is that the ignorance itself is the view of the perishing aggregates, and then that is what causes the arisal. So it says the same thing. And then when the view of the perishing aggregates apprehends a self, discrimination arises between self and other. Once you've made the distinction, you become attached to what is associated with yourself and angry or hostile toward that which pertains to others. As you observe the self, your mind also becomes inflated. a belief that there, he would develop a belief that there is a, this very self is either eternal or subject to annihilation. Similarly, you develop the wrong view that denies the existence of things such as the teacher who taught selflessness and what he taught. I think it says that you deny the existence of, I think it's the same, karma and its effects, the four truths and the three jewels and so forth. Or you become doubtful as to whether such things exist or are real. And then Dharmakirti is also quoted in the medium stages, Dharmakirti's commentary on the compendium of valid cognition, where it says, once there is a self, there is an idea of another. On the behalf of self and other, there is attachment, hostility, all of the faults come about in association with these. So then when we get to over to number four, then the Nyomo Biju Chipa Yimba.
Nyomo Biju Dantuzukatula Wate.
This Sumba.
Sumba Rawa.
Nyomo Yeme Jipa.
Okay,
so then when we get to the faults of the, we're looking at number three, the causes of the afflictions, and the Lam Rim Chemo Rinpoche says is very clear. And then the faults of the afflictions, Jayan Sheva breaks down into three categories. First, the category of the faults of the afflictions according to the Mahayana Sutra Alamkara, Lord Maitreya's ornament for the Mahayana Sutras. And the second category is the faults of the afflictions according to Shanti Deva's Bodhichara Avatara, the guide to the Bodhisattva's way of life. And then the third category is the faults of the afflictions according to the great Kadampa master, Gombawa, where he shows he combines Shanti Deva's points and Maitreya's points to elucidate it, to clarify it or to present it. So this is the third category.
Nyeba lesu bi chui tuwa te lani cheba ten du peyi jena dirwa nyeja sonju sudun le, nyeja sonju sudun wole ya ten son tru dunba lindu, dunba nyeba te lesu bi chui sawa tena tari nga su tenin zhona mara.
Okay, so today we're going to go to page 303 in the English. And we're going to get to that second category, how you thereby accumulate karma. So that's where we're going to begin today. Let me just find it. Dele Supitsu. Okay. Diksum.
What the lesu bichula ni sajil ni duwa. Lesu bichula ni sabra che le ngozu wadang. Te jeta subichulo os.
Lesu.
Larin sajil ni duwa te lesu bichula sajil ni duwa.
Lesu.
Lesu bichula ni sabra shayi le mwazun wadhan te cheta subichulos.
Lesu.
Wadhi chulos saje ni je.
Lesu.
Tambula ni sambi le dan sambi le zos. Sambi le zos rwa.
Lesu.
Sambi le zos wadhi ala wadhi batun. Ta cheta te cheta ra subichula ni chua di yu dan subatan. So, lesubi chula nyi sabra shaya le ngozunga tang ta jita subi chus tangbu sajye deyab nga ba jina ne narindu na nyi chi ta tangbu sabra shaya le ngozunga tala nyi sambi le tang sambi le nyi chi ta jita subi chudla le subi chudla chua dewa gdiondu le suba tang chua tang yun chishido ne suba wo chua tang yun chudu le saba ni yuwa res wo te ba tere ndo wo te sajid nge ba chin nga zi lan zin zho na
Vaisa So in the chua dewa dan chua tang yun de ewa de senpa dan
chata subi chula ni Tsuwa di yu tuan tu suba dang, tsuwa diwa ki che tu le suba subi chuji dang, tsuwa tanyu ki che tu le suba saji ni digduwa.
Ok, that's it.
Kutsu saji angat ten sha nanu kutsu utadu gare.
Oh, ok, Rasa, tu chena, gongyo mepichi. We begin with how you thereby accumulate karma being the major heading. Under that, there are two categories. First, identifying the karma that you accumulate, and then a second category of how you accumulate karma. So under identifying the karma that you accumulate, there's two categories. First, karma that is intention, and then karma that is intended action. So there's those two categories. And then under the category of how you accumulate karma, you have two categories, accumulating karma for, how you accumulate karma is explained in two parts. First, accumulating karma for happy feelings or pleasant feelings, and then second, accumulating karma for neutral feelings.
Sambi lesana yiji le tere, yiji le, yiji le.
Lesa.
Sambi lesana lunga ki le tere, ima re.
Lesa.
Luta nga ki le.
Sedu, lungai le.
Wata tu ruzi nga nana nga su langa chiman runa.
Lesa. So, under the identifying the karma that you accumulate, you find two categories. Karma that is intention, so this is necessarily a mental karma, and then karma that is intended action, so this is a karma of the body or speech.
Sambi le dan sambi le sambi le sena ile che sambi le sena lunga le
lapsa
o de je ta je tra su bi le su bi su de la su la sa jin yin do wa so wa de yu dan du su ba da so wa dan nu che du su ba s o de le su ba sa jin o de ni de do wa o le ku sa ji wa de ma du mo do te ma mo do wa na zu la ri chi mo do na
So then we get to the how you accumulate karma, and then there are those two parts again, accumulating karma for happy feelings or pleasant feelings, and accumulating karma for neutral feelings.
Oh,
now we'll go back to the
Lamrim. Yeah,
so we'll read that.
Tambula ni sajil jibarwa ni te sambi le ta sambi le sos sambi le ta sambi le sos sambi le ta sambi le ni jagdwa sambi le ta sambi le sos sambi le so ta tambu sambi le ta kanda jagorasna tambu sambi le ta ane wote sanga gundu le sanga
ne
sanga ge gundu le wo de song sha s sanga ge gundu le senba da senba ga she na ne sen ngob ren de she ba yi ji le de yi ji le de ge wa da ma ge wa da lo ma te to ma na la sen ju ba she bi ne le je no she sun ba ta re ra da sun ba de bi sen Sen yu na la yu xin guwa xe bi Sen yu yi ji le so de gun du gi wo de sanga ko su wo de song sha si ma ri ba Sen bi yi ji le 담번에 선바다 선빌레니스 담번에 그뒤레 선바 강시나 생업은 되셔봐 일하셔봐 대스 다 가서 선바서 얻으래 다 가서 선바서나 안은 가서 미기셔봐 나이셔봐 나이셔봐 지셔봐 류지셔봐 이지셔봐 요 말이야
맞어
이지 나바셔봐 주요로 나바시바 투 미기 나바시바 나이 나바시바 나이 나바시바 지 나바시바 루지 나바시 이지 나바시바 투요 말바 투르지 코드 세중앙가 요레 초아 뉘시 셈바 일라시바 리바 초아 뉘시 셈바 일라시바 소데 레드 지바드레 도시바 초아 뉘시 셈바 일라시바 리바 나도가 오데 레드 오데 이지 시바던 소바데비 셈바던 원시던 소바데비 셈바두스 레라던도레 소완 뒤시 셈바 일라시바 일라시보데 군둥아그노네 지바데볼레가던도레 오데 다 미기 나바시보 코드쇼유 소아 셈바데 미기 나바시보 코드 레이머레 오데 레데 그 가서고르다 Make a number ship, make a number ship, chip at the galas and amuse ye. Then all lule, and the ship at chibi chum on your rota. And the shadow of chibi cha, dingens in nebi cha, and the swag in new cha, and over the samba de you are shibi cha. Samba de le, make a number ship, ship at the zoo, zoo, meshe the zoo tongue or marbe, meshe zoo tongue or meshe zoo. Mishi Zul and Juba Shibi, Nuba the Sembali Waters.
That's it.
Mishi the Zul and Jugoro, Mishi Zul Tunguro.
That's
it. Mishi Zul and Zul Tunguza, Mishi the Zul and Juba Shibi, Nuba the Sembali Waters.
That's it.
Mishi Yula, Yua Shibi Shilijin, Sajunte, Sembalis. Then I Nai Shibi Kotushun Sambajurote, Nai Shiva the Dalinju woman. Nai Shiva Dalinju Shilijin Sajunte with Sambaris. Then I Jin, Easy Shiva the Kari, Ishiba Mumurota. And the Shaju sent us what maybe Easy Shiva there. Then Shaju sent us what maybe Easy Shiva less woman. Shaju sent the Shanchul and Juba Shibi Shilite, Sambatal Uaris. Tony to be shed out to Soma Dembe and then Samba Dele, Tony to be Lute, Tomajel and Juba Shibi, Nebate with Samba Luores, Tony to be Le, and then Nanugle, Qua Penjigle, what to talk about and little Mandua. You are Shibi Shilation, could you swan to what they do?
So, identifying the karma that you accumulate, so karma that is intention. So we have intention, so this is necessarily mental and karma, and then intended action is necessarily a body or speech karma. So we have a quote from Asanga's Compendium of Knowledge. It says, what is intention? It is mental karma that involves the mind. It acts to engage the mind in virtuous, non-virtuous, virtuous, and ethically neutral activities. This intention is mental karma, a mental process that moves and urges the mind with which it is associated towards objects. So we see, intention is a omnipresent mental factor. There are five omnipresent mental factors: feeling, discrimination, intention, contact, and mental engagement. So there are these five omnipresent mental factors, and intention is one among those. So the intention, we look at how does intention work. There are six types of consciousness. There's eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, tactile consciousness, and then mental consciousness. So there's always an accompanying mental factor whenever there's this consciousness present. So whenever the mind has this consciousness, there's an accompanying mental factor. So the way that intention works in the case of, for instance, seeing a form, the eye consciousness itself is like glasses that then apprehend a glass that, or so I'm not sure if Rinpoche means mirror or glasses, the Rinpoche, the Migi Namba Sheba glass, the glass, the Mikshe glass, the Shigu.
Example.
The glass.
Migi Sheba glass and Namba
Sheba. Shigu.
Shigu.
Shigu. Mirror. Okay. The mirror.
Tell the Bishop of Mudua.
Okay.
When the Tua and Dushetan, what the Nolun Sheba moves, what the Lichipoja is, the example.
Okay, so it's like a mirror then. It takes the reflection itself, but then there's many mental factors that are accompanying it, discrimination and intention and feeling and so forth. So there's a just the raw, it's almost like the raw information is apprehended and reflected like the eye consciousness sees a form. So the eye consciousness itself has the reflection of that form, but then the mental factors discriminate it and feel it and so forth. The feeling is associated with it. So we have these five omnipresent mental factors that are there accompanying the consciousness, whatever it is. We have a ear consciousness, for instance. We have an intention. So going back to the eye consciousness, we have an intention to see a form, and then we actually, the eye consciousness apprehends it, and then these other mental factors discriminate it and so forth. When we look at a sound, there's an intention to hear something, and then the ear consciousness, like a mirror, would reflect an image, apprehends that sound, and then the mental factors accompany that apprehension. So this is how that omnipresent mental factor intention works. And we say that it is a mental karma. And there are many different types. So we could say that bodhicitta, the mind that aspires to enlightenment, there's this intention there. That's a mental karma. So these would all fall under the category of mental karma. And that's why it says, thus, mental intention is mental karma, a mental process that moves and urges the mind with which it is associated towards objects. So hearing a sound, you have an intention to hear a sound, you have an intention to see a form. So this is how intention works, and it's necessarily mental karma. So when there are six kinds of consciousness, there's eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness, tactile consciousness, tasting or tongue consciousness, and then mental consciousness. How many mental factors are there? There are actually 51 mental factors. So there are five omnipresent mental factors, there are five determining factors, there are 11 virtuous factors, there are six root afflictions, there are 20 secondary afflictions, and then there are four changeable factors. So these are the 51 divisions of mental factors, and the first category were the five omnipresent mental factors, and intention falls categorically under that omnipresent mental factor category.
Less so.
So the reason these are called omnipresent mental factors is that they are always accompanying the consciousness. If there is an I consciousness, there is an accompaniment of these five omnipresent mental factors. If there's a nose consciousness, there are these accompanying five omnipresent mental factors. Whether it is a mental consciousness or a physical consciousness, there are necessarily always five omnipresent mental factors there, and they're always accompanying the consciousness, and that's why they're called omnipresent, because they're always accompanying. So we have this mind that has many different ways of thinking. Sometimes it's virtuous, sometimes it's non-virtuous, sometimes it's neutral, and thereby we accumulate karma. We have this mind that has these different ways of being, and then as a result of it, we then accumulate karma from those minds and those various states of mind. So when we're sleeping, are we accumulating karma? When there is consciousness at the point of sleeping, so there is accumulation of karma that's taking place. There's action, there's a consciousness, there's action, activity. That's a karma dun yuri.
Yeah. Karma dun duwa.
We have here the Kangjur and Tanjur. We don't really read these, but we find Lama Tsong Kapa has taken the points of the Kangjur and Tanjur and put them into this great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment. So we find the contents of these great texts, Kangjur and Tanjur, here in this text.
What did this Tanjur get long down
to Tanjur? So this quote here from the Compendium of Knowledge is from the category of authentic Indian commentaries. We have the Compendium of Knowledge quote, "What is intention? It is a mental karma that involves the mind. It acts to engage the mind in virtuous, non-virtuous, and ethically neutral activities." So this intention is mental karma, a process that moves and urges the mind with which it is associated towards objects. So this is this an intention. So we look at what does this word mean. It's one of those omnipresent mental factors. We have feeling and discrimination and so forth. And then this is one among those five, which is called intention. And it's a mental karma. And it then moves. You have these virtuous, non-virtuous, and neutral, and it moves your mind towards then some type of activity or action. So then there's accumulation that takes place of karma. So this intention is mental karma, a process that moves and urges the mind with which it is associated towards objects. So the next category is karma that is intended action. So karma that is intention is necessarily a mental karma, but karma that is intended action is necessarily a physical or verbal karma. So it says this is physical and verbal action motivated by intention. So this is what karma that is intended action is. It was intended by, motivated by this intention. So you have this intention that motivates you to then act physically or verbally, or physically or verbally. Decent.
Samba tante she, samba yiji le yinte, teji lodo ngaki les, sambi ledo yiji le res, teji lodo ngaki le, yiji shebi ju sheba la tene chebi, loji ledo ngaki le, sambi le se res, teji lodo ngaki le, she somba ta rosa.
So then we have a quote from Basubandhu's Treasury of Knowledge. So it says, this is the physical and verbal action motivated by intention, the treasury of knowledge. So this is the Abhidharma Kosha, Basubandhu's text. Karma is both intention and what it intention produces. Intention is mental karma. What it produces are physical and verbal karma. So in dependence upon this mental karma, there is a arisal of a physical and a verbal karma, or physical and verbal action. So this is the intended action. It's the action that comes from the intention.
And
now we have a section where a doubt is addressed.
Jeje mayin ba ni ni su she ne zo jin kona shira ma yu de ba la sa ne le da nga ge le da jeje da jeje mayin ni le ji le da jeje le ji le da jeje mayin le ji le ni yo res le ji le le nga ge le da jeje le ji nga ge le da jeje mayin nga ge le ni yo res Ta reje le se te marbe ta pana nga so ane lunda ji lang su na ane nga su dungba mabu na cha yo marbe. Wate cha na wate zo jen jindu wate naba reje le se wate imbare, naba reje le. Naba lunda su na ane ku lunda su nga su shigindu wa. Na lu shebat mingi tongo marwa.
Oh, okay.
Mi shebat mingi tongo marwa.
Less so.
Ane lunda bat ka le se kore se na ku lunda ya ka ta.
Da, da.
Duma bachala so ji yoro what the reji te mas te me reji gzu reji gzu za to te sa reji sana tala ten ne ta ta da tala ten ne kulun khonju de ji ber ba ji yoro da reji gzu what the so mare
that's it So now it says the Vibhashikas divide physical and verbal karma into two types, the perceived, perceptible and the imperceptible, and it hold that both types always have form. So perceptible, for instance, is when someone is angry, their face gets red. So this is a perceptible karma. So you can then, through looking at that sign that their face has become red, know that they have a motivation of anger present. So this is a perceivable or perceptible, what is meant by perceptible. Okay, so we'll take a short break and we'll be right back. We good? Get some.
Yeah.
So when we look at the two different, it says the types of karma, we have perceptible and imperceptible. So perceptible karma would be, for instance, when the example that was just given, when somebody gets angry, you see that their face becomes very red, so then you can, by use of a sign, know that that person is angry. So this is when we look at the different classifications of correct signs, this falls under the category of correct sign of result. So there's various categories of correct sign. This is correct sign of result. And this is allows one to know that that person is angry by the red face. Examples are when we see someone engaging in virtuous activities, such as making offerings or making prostrations, and this is perceptible. We see them doing virtuous things, so this is a virtue that we can see. So these are two examples of perceptible either physical or verbal karma. So these are two categories. I mean, two examples. So imperceptible is referring to those things that have form, those karmas that have form but can't be seen. So, for instance, the individual liberation vows, the vows of a novice or vows of a novice monk or nun or fully ordained monk or nun or any other of the other individual liberation vows. Excuse me, those vows have a form, but we can't see the form that they're in. So those, when I say they have a form, means that within our consciousness there's a form that actually is there when we take a vow. So that form of the vow can't be seen. So that's an imperceptible form. It falls categorically under imperceptible form, and in this case, an imperceptible physical or verbal karma. So when we look at this physical and verbal karma, and look at how they're categorized, the different tenet systems have differing views of how they're categorized. So we have four tenet systems. We have the Vibhashika system that's mentioned here in the text, which is called the Great Exposition School. We have the Satrantika system that's called the Sutra School. We have the Chittamantra system, which is the mind-only school. And we have the Madhyamaka system, which is the middle way school. When we look at the view according to the Great Exposition School, the Vibhashika School, they state that physical and verbal karmas are necessarily form. When we look at the Satrantika school's view, the Sutra school, they state that if it is physical or verbal karma, it is necessarily intention. So there is a pervasion there. It is necessarily that. So we have the differing views. But the middle way consequence school holds the same view as the Great Exposition School. So the Madhyamaka Prasangika School holds the same view as the Vibhashika system, in that they state that physical and verbal karmas are necessarily form. So the Satrantika School, Sutra School, states that they are not form because they are intention. So we have a differing view there.
제주 샤마공을 셰지로 시루지다스 라우레스다 네 셰드 마지메로 네 제주 샤마공부터 송버스다 바수 반도도 담보한테 티젠을 가바데 잡으면 와 두두바체네 티바치미 슈드 지금은 두서 가바데 잡으면 티젠을 준준다 Junjibo de Diba de Yuza, Otakin Chenji Matubaina, to Tijing Tejum of Trees. Tijing Tejum and Tijing Tejur. What the Tejum of the Shadonja in Berta? What the Nishian do?
It says the Vibhashikas divide physical and verbal karma into two types, the perceptible and imperceptible, and hold that both types always have form. Basubandhu refutes this, asserting that physical and verbal karmas are intention that work along with perceptible physical and verbal behavior. Thus, both forms of karma, intention and intended, are actually intentions. So, Basubandhu was the brother of Master Asanga. And Basubandhu became a mind-only school follower, a Chittamantran, but originally was a follower of the Sutra school, which wouldn't be considered a great vehicle tenet, and within that disparaged some of the great vehicle tenets within his writings. And Basubandhu was a very intelligent and very voracious in his studies. Put in a lot of perseverance, a lot of effort, and was able to understand things very readily. Whereas his brother Asanga had more distance from distance from that knowledge. Meaning that Basubandhu was closer to the knowledge, and Asanga had a more difficult time. That knowledge was further in the distance. But Asanga was actually helped by Lord Maitreya and brought to Ganden, if we look at the story, by Lord Maitreya, and then helped and given this information, and then given these texts, the five treatises, the five treatises of Maitreya. Asanga brought those texts back and was able to understand the higher view because of this. So this was according to the mind-only view. So Basubandhu went to his half-brother, Asanga, and said, "Why is this that you're able to understand this information?" And he said, "Well, I've been helped by Lord Maitreya." And he said, "Well, why won't Lord Maitreya help me then?" And he said, Maitreya stated that there was some kind of obstruction that Basubandhu had created by writing these things against the Mahayana that kept him from being able to understand some of the higher views. So he said that it was necessary for him to write a lot of information about the Mahayana in order to almost acknowledge his downfalls, and almost like a confession of his downfalls. This is what is meant by that. So at this time where Basubandhu states this, he's a holder of the Satrantika school view, which says that these physical and verbal actions are intentions are all intention, and they are necessarily not form. The views of the higher schools negate that point. So that's the story of Basubandhu and Master Asanga, kind of the way Basubandhu went from being a Satrantika to a mind-only practitioner, and why we see this Satrantika view in this text when we normally associate him with the mind-only school and the Mahayana views.
Lubin Tome Naz Jil Rubajan Lumobo Devaris, ndingen ku toyo mares and ku pocha mo bte no de pocha mo bte mares chunje ji ro ta ku a khru ke minjal minjal chunje ji ro thome lo mo bo na se ru ba ja bare tingen ni toyo mares and ma gu ku pocha mo bte mares chunje ga ba ja ro ta
lopu de
Chema Tome Nas Jin Losamundi Basuba Nugi Tome Gabaja Gurda Chema Tome Nas Jin Lo Lujini Senagil Ruaja Bares Tingas in Kutoya Mares What a Pashamovich Bares Junju Sigurda Gabaja Gurda And Jema Yong Talume Tome Taji Jena Garjena Tijing Pashatan Mobo ne pogoki zombatan chujun ne ini yosatwal ini yosatwal pelajon chus ani ini kore ba avro da on tijeng chudul deba jene ne shugo sazam ba chavres ure dudu ba ya sazam ba chandres
So Master Basubandhu heard of had a great amount of wisdom and then was able to later because of understand these tenets and become a Chittamantran view holder, even though he was originally a Satrantika view holder. Master Asanga had meditated in a cave for over 12 years in order to have a single pointed concentration of Lord Maitreya, but was unable to do so. But during that time, he wrote a large amount of information about the Mahayana, and this is why it said he was able to make it to those the understanding of those teachings before his brother did, even though his brother was very wise. But then when he came back and presented this information, because his brother was very wise and had then gone through this process, he Basubandhu was able to convert to this higher view.
Shugulo wadde to Basubandhu ki tumele nga so sore so marbe guma basan so shuye sare.
So then Basubandhu, who had disparaged Asanga initially for bringing this viewpoint forward, apologized to Asanga and said that it was a good view. So he had disparaged him prior to that.
Sai je be chabo jin sai to trwa chumrus. Chaba gaze baba ina shati burugi insa chundra yomaro ta kupu duzu yorwa o to ke ek zem janu sori shu sori shaba bu yor
yanje suruna be
hai je be chabo jans
hai
je be nanga chu chabo bogoro ta chaba dul hai pobore sagoro ta chaba rin
okay rain the god
the rin bodu lo shag kupu pe nolun ra yomaro ta hai je be chabo jans shai to chumundos what the Basubandhu sangal sore shivara
ta so he Basubandhu said I'm sorry to Asanga and he said something like when the gods rain down water even that water doesn't go through the thick head of a bird or something like that doesn't go through the head of a bird and he said I'm sorry for not understanding this or something like that I think it's a translator's note I think it's like being hard-headed but if I mistranslated it, I apologize. But it's what I think it is trying to say.
Tan den duo leng a le la reje na reje mai meni su xian ne zu jian kun na shi da mo an de ba la. Shu men yin yi ji ga ne shu men yin yi san zong bu de zu da. Shu men yin yi guo de ne reje na reje mai ba tuo de leng a le yin san de ma res de leng a le ma res. Kane, Lunga Grigitan, Nyan to Jubi, Sembala Jibis, Lunga Grigitan, Nyan to Jubi, and then Luji Shibata, Shibata, Somba Debi, Semba, Swan Dushi Semba, Lain and Semba in Chelsea Longdos.
Rimache, the Semsamba, the lay. Semba
Yimichao. Semba Yimichao.
Then Dodepa Dang Semsampa Chipa?
Mon Shemezo de Tanjo Jang. Dodeba Supon Samadus. Dodeba Jay, Sansampa Jay, Omar Ajuba to Point Samadu.
Okay. So Here it says the Vibhashikas divide physical and verbal karma into two types, the perceptible and the imperceptible, and hold that both types always have form. Vasubandhu refutes this, or Vasubandhu negates this point. He asserts, so here Vasubandhu is a Chittamantran, but the ends up a Chittamantran. But the viewpoint of the Satrantika school, which he was initially, and of the Chittamantran school, and of the Madhyamaka Yogacara, the middle way autonomy school, the lower Madhyamaka school, they all hold that if it's karma, physical, verbal, if it's karma, it is necessarily intention. So if it is the intention or it is the intended, it is necessarily intention. So those three tenets hold that same view, whereas the Vibhashika school and the Madhyamika Prasangika school hold that they are necessarily form. So these are the differing views.
Vasubandhu
refutes this by way of the Satrantika view or the Sutra school view that states that if it's physical or verbal karma, that they are intentions that work along with perceptible physical and verbal behavior. Thus, both forms of karma, intention and intended, are actually intentions. So they're necessarily an intention if it's a karma. In general, karma is of three types: virtuous, non-virtuous, and ethically neutral. But here are we concerned only with the first two, so we're only going to deal with virtuous and non-virtuous karma. Virtuous karma is of two types, contaminated and uncontaminated. So when we look at what uncontaminated karma is, it would be the direct realization of emptiness on the path of seeing, the path of meditation, and the path of no more learning. So this would be an uncontaminated karma. So those pathways which are direct perceptions of emptiness at the path of seeing, meditation, and no more learning are uncontaminated karmas. But So when we look at the Sutra of the Heart of Transcendent Knowledge, we see that mantra, Teyata Om Gate Gate Paragate Parasangate Bodhisoha, within that implicitly we find five pathways. We find the path of accumulation, the path of preparation, the path of seeing, path of meditation, and path of no more learning. So Paragate, Parasamgati, and Bodhisoha are the three pathways which are uncontaminated. So these are the direct perceptions of pathways which are direct perceptions of the emptiness. These are uncontaminated.
Pabi jula yobi saji gi le dan su ju jula yoba gi saji gi le ni yore ni le de shema wo sa su su ju jula yobi ne gwa saji tu su su de res pabi ju ji gwa saji tu su wo ma res
then it says I will only discuss I think Rinpoche reread it. In general, karma is of three types, virtuous, non-virtuous, and ethically neutral. But here we are concerned only with the first two. Virtuous karma is of two types, contaminated and uncontaminated. I will only discuss contaminated virtuous karma, of which there are two types, that present in a noble being's mind or an Arya being's mind, and that present in an ordinary person's mind. Only the latter need concern us here. So we're only going to speak about the ordinary being's mind. Contaminated virtuous karma in an ordinary being's mind.
Ane gawa ta ma gawa wa te suke chenyi to kanga nga gundu ta gawa. Gawa se giyi chenyi karare. Gawa la ina kazi yu. Ma giyi chenyi karare. Ma gawa la ina kazi yu waris. Wa tende du suke nga she gundu wa. Lonto tenpa kanga she. Rande nami dawa njiji resi tenpa to gawa ki chenyi maru ba. Lonto tenpa kanga she. Rande nami dunga njiji resi na ma giyi chenyi. Gawa la ina kazi loji gawa ta.
So it says when we look at virtuous karma and non-virtuous karma and ethically neutral karma, when we look at virtue and non-virtue, we have to be able to define what those are. We have to be able to know what the divisions of them are. So when we look at the definition of virtuous karma, it is that which has been presented in scripture and is of the type that brings about happiness. So that's the definition of virtue. Non-virtue is defined by, it is presented in scripture and is of the type that brings about suffering. So this is how it's defined. And then if we were to say how many divisions of virtue are there, we would say to the gewa laena ni.
Okay,
so we could say the Yichigewa.
Yichigewa, Yichigewa.
So there's many different, so if we were to say how many divisions, there's many different divisions of virtue. It could be virtue of the body, virtue of the speech, virtue of the mind. So there's many different divisions, but those are the definitions of virtue and non-virtue. So you can find the definitions and divisions of virtue and non-virtue in the collected topics section. Sometimes we call it the logic primer, and in the mind and awareness texts, the Lorig texts, Nudra and Lorig.
What the shilela gumago lumate lumate and tagoata magoconum my fiddler, lumate marva, gumagorum maruvichu, lumate and singing.
So that which has not been presented in scripture is defined by it is not that which is neither virtuous nor non virtuous. Then that's how we define not presented in scripture. It's neither one of those two. It's neither virtuous nor non virtuous.
That goes
and doesn't give rise to those types and doesn't give rise to the what those types do. So I think that that's the full definition. It does not give rise to what those types do.
What the Gawala Luigi Gawata, what in the Mamuyo Tangasu Pachatus and Tuesday, Santander to Gawaya Shumar, Yashude.
So it's defined as phenomenon not established among virtue or non virtue. So that's the definition of not presented in Scripture. So we have all of these different definitions, and it's good for us to know what all of this means. Diksu.
Tagamagalumata Sumuyabinana, what the Gawata Magawanya Sungres, Niso.
Gile,
Pabi Jula Yubiki Sajid Susuju Sajid Nigan, Susuju Sajid Sushigres. The Shema was.
So we have the two types, contaminated and uncontaminated. So the only thing that's going to be discussed is contaminated virtuous action, of which there are two types, that present in a noble being's mind. So noble being is referring to an Arya, a superior being. And so there are here superiors. Or hearer nobles, solitary realizer nobles, bodhisattva nobles, and then there are Buddha nobles. So contaminated virtuous karma within the minds of any among those types of nobles will not be discussed here. Only that present in an ordinary person's mind, ordinary beings. And it says only the latter need concern us here. So ordinary beings, contaminated karma. Dixon. So when we look at non-virtuous karma, we can say non-virtuous karma is those karmas like the 10 non-virtues, 3 non-virtues of the body, 4 non-virtues of the speech, and 3 non-virtues of the mind. And then we also, when we look at virtue, have the 10 virtues.
What is all? Sajitas, I'm Pabi Jula Yoba, the Suju Jula Yoba Nile, and the Shema was Tela Gi Lela Sona Maimil Tela Magilen Raw, Magilen Sona Maimil, Diba Magochu, Diba Magochu, Mochu Vilet, Sona Maimil, Sona Maimil. And Pachibing Nasum Page led to Injero. So no Miami lay in loss. McGee lay in a so no Miami lame chap. So no Miami lay in a McGee lame at your Tenji Josh and Dreamer. McGee lay in loss. So no Jelene, the country dubi gay less horse. So no Jelu lay there, the country dubi. Dubi said dubi, and a gilletle Sona gilet, Sona, Sona gilet, Mapenji gilet, Dollar Penji gilet, Sona gilet, Sona gilet, Sona gilet, and dubi kanji dubi gilet was dubi gilet, dubi kanji dubi gilet
dress,
the Sona gilet is. Santé, ポンドでね、もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。もうちょっと。も
Zume. Hakomaru. This is Rinpo Go. Butsumasu. So there are, when we look at, I just don't want to forget this part. So we have virtuous karma, we have non-virtuous karma. So virtuous karma is necessarily meritorious karma. Non-virtuous karma is necessarily non-meritorious karma. So we can say that non-meritorious karma necessarily is the propelling karma that gives rise to the lower realms of cyclic existence. Meritorious karma, we can say, is the propelling karma that gives rise to the higher realms of cyclic existence. So these are the two types. But then we have another type of karma that is called invariable karma or immutable karma. And this is karma that's created by those beings that are abiding in the form and formless realm. So it goes on to read in the treatise. One second. Alright, I'm not going to find this, but it goes on to read, non-virtuous karma is karma that is non-meritorious. Meritorious karma is virtuous karma in the minds of beings of the desire realm. Invariable karma is contaminated virtuous karma in the minds of beings of the form or formless realms. So this is sometimes called immutable karma. And Rinpoche was giving the different levels of formless realm. And there's a clairvoyance that takes place at the uninterrupted state where the of the path of seeing, where the root afflictions are abandoned, and then there is one that's achieved through concentration. So I was trying to look those up, but it's just going to be too hard to do it in the midst of everything. But there are these different types of this formlessness and so forth, and this and form realm. Rinpoche just mentioned the formless realms. These beings create invariable karma when they are engaging in contaminated virtuous actions. So the question is arises. Why is this called invariable karma? So when we look at virtue and non-virtue that is achieved in the desire realm, it says that karma that should bear fruit while you are a deity may instead bear fruit while you are a human, an animal or a hungry ghost. Whereas the not variable, as I'll just read all this, the effect is at a certain level does not mature at levels other than that. That is invariable. So here it only matures in those specific, in the higher deities' realms, whereas the variable karma can mature in any of the realms. So this is what it, why it's called, why it's, one is variable and one is invariable, because the variable karma can mature in any of the realms. The invariable karma requires the higher realms in order for them, it to arise or mature.
ジェダンドバ、ジェダンドバカナス、ドバカナ、ライテンラメジュイ、レカチ、マタン、トントタン。エダジテンラメバネ、ジェブヨワインバ、ジェブヨワインバテジンド、カンコマサジンド、メジイレ、サテレ、ジェンドメメベ、メユイレ、シェシャテ、ジュエレ、
So it says invariable karma is contaminated virtuous karma in the minds of beings of the former formless realm. So then we have a quote from the Treasury of Knowledge. It says, merit is the virtuous karma of the desire realm. Invariable karma produces the higher deities' realms. Why is it invariable karma? In the desire realm, karma that should bear fruit while you are a deity may instead bear fruit while you are human, an animal, or a hungry ghost. Thus, its effect is variable. In the higher deities' realms, karma that should bear fruit at a certain level does not mature at levels other than that. Thus, it is invariable. Then we have another quote from the Treasury of Knowledge that says, why? Because of the fruition of karma on these levels, why? Because the fruition of karma on these levels is not variable. Dixon.
ジェタンドビカナライテンラメジュイレカジドビライラペンジレカジネメイテンラメバヨアレスマタントンジュイテンラメバヨアレスエダーテンラメバメバヨタンデブヨアレスヨアインバテジンドカンコマルサジェンドメジュイレサテジェンドメメベメヨアシェシャテス
看过嘛几遍来的，看过嘛如果嘛都，现在有个嘛的是，没有的，没有的，空格是做的是，刚是三得到多，连那没些没有些的，谁送不到罗斯？So again, we have the quote from the Treasury of Knowledge. It says, "Merit is the virtuous karma of the desire realm, and variable karma produces the higher deities' realms." So why is invariable karma in the desire realm? Karma that should bear fruit while you are a deity may instead bear fruit while you are a human, an animal, or a hungry ghost. That's its effect is variable. So in the higher deities' realms, karma that should bear fruit at a certain level does not mature at levels other than that. Thus, it is invariable. Thus, the Treasury of Knowledge, why? Because the fruition of karma on these levels is not variable. So that ends that section on karma that is intended action. So I think we'll end there, and we'll do the concluding mandala offering and dedication prayer. So please, everyone, think about this, and I will present this again in the future. So we have concluding mandala offering and dedication prayer. The fundamental ground is scented with incense and strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, the four continents, the sun, and the moon. I imagine this as a Buddha land and offer it. May all sentient beings enjoy this pure realm. I dedicate whatever virtues I have collected for the benefit of all teachings of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Lozan Drapa to shine forever. I send forth this jeweled mandala to you, precious Guru. I dedicate all this virtue to emulate the knowledge of the hero Manjushri and likewise Samantabhadra as well. With whatever dedication is praised as supreme by all the conquerors who traverse the three times, I also dedicate all my roots of virtue for the sake of auspicious deeds. In that pure land surrounded by snowy mountains, you are the source of all benefit and happiness. All-powerful Avalokiteshvara Tenzin Gyatso may stay until samsara's end. I pray for the long life of the precious Khensur Wandok, upholder of scriptural and realizational doctrines, spiritual friend who trained extensively in the five great philosophical texts with exceptional wisdom and perseverance. Suji Rumchikutsi Shapi Den.